We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking with our officials from USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joins us, as well as School Board Member Katrina Lewison, both via Zoom here this morning. And School Board has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center, and it's just kind of a lot of routine business here tonight as we take a look at the new business portion of the agenda. And a lot of stuff to deal with the construction going on at Manhattan High School, Eric.
Yeah, it mainly deals with technology purchases as part of the high school construction. So I think there's some technology hardware that we have to get put into place. There's some stuff with the badge accesses as well. So, yeah, just normal things that happen throughout the course of construction. So,
what about this curriculum purchase? What does that entail?
I honestly don't know that one. My guess is it's textbooks that they're adjusting to students' class sizes this year. Usually when they get the enrollments in and they find out how many kids are in class, they'll find out they're pretty short on some certain textbooks. I can look at that real quick.
Yeah, that's exactly, you're right, Eric. That's exactly what it is. When we have enrollment predictions, sometimes we have to shift things around in order to have the correct amount of textbooks for the students that we have enrolled.
Okay, so Paula Haug will present that here tonight, the director of curriculum, I think. That's her title, I believe. Also, there's on the agenda a vote on the classified employee wages, and this would entail some increases in salaries for some employees.
Yeah, the last meeting we addressed the teachers with the negotiated agreement and approved that contract. So generally after we address that with the Teachers Association and get them squared out, then the next group is the classified, the administrators and managers. So it's basically everybody that's not in the teaching side of it.
All right. The increase is what, 3.7%, I think I read?
Yeah, 3.7, which is about this. It's the same percentage applied to the teacher salary increase.
Okay, very good. Well, so that's that'll be on there. And then same for administrators, coordinators, and manager employees' salaries. And then the last item on there on the new business has to do with committee assignments.
Yeah, I could speak to the committee assignments really quickly. This is something that we do every year as board members. We review the committee assignments, and sometimes they shift around, sometimes they don't. There's at least two board members on every committee. You can see in the packet that's published, you know, every other week for our meetings, the time of the meeting, the purpose of the meeting, et cetera. So it's all public information. And lately, there's been a little bit of community interest in, well, what are these committees? And I just want to reiterate that these are publicly, the meeting time and the purpose is all publicly stated. And a lot of the purposes of the committees are just to work through some of these topics before they come to the board for approval. So there aren't approvals being made per se in committee meetings, that those things go to the board. So for example, I'm on the Parks and Rec Advisor Committee. That's actually a televised meeting in the Manhattan City Commission. And that's mandated by state law that we have two school board members on that Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. So some of them are quite formal like that one, and some of them are a little bit more informal. But once again, the purpose of the agenda topic tonight is just to simply state what those committee assignments will be for the upcoming year.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that'll be a fairly routine agenda item here tonight for the school board. Got a number of reports here tonight. We mentioned kind of a little bit on the superintendent report. There'll be a construction update as well, as there typically is each meeting.
Yeah, we're going to kind of back that off to once a month instead of every meeting. With Oliver Brown finishing up, the middle school's finishing up, Bergman Marlatt, Lee School all finished up this summer. We just won't have as much stuff to report, so we're going to do that back a little bit. But she's going to kind of give the highlights of the summer on where we're at right now with all the projects.
And these projects got going here, what, early 2019? So we're I know we're getting kind of down to the stretch almost.
Yeah, well, we're definitely getting down the stretch on the money available. So we've got most of the major projects out of the way and taken care of, or at least under construction. So, but we still have a lot of I'd call smaller projects at the elementary schools that we're going to have to work through, as well as transportation, kitchen, East Campus, Ed Center, things like that.
Gotcha. Well, I noticed, going to my daughter's school last night, probably the biggest change of all of them is the parking lots. There's a new parking lot at Marlatt. There's a new parking lot at Bergman, expanded parking lot, not really new parking lot, but expanded parking lots. And then also at Lee Elementary. But Marlatt, especially, that's a major change over there. And I think parents who have students at that school might want to know, of some of those changes that are going on over there.
Yeah, I think that's good. I know Ms. Stevens put out a video, so I direct people toward the Marlatt Facebook page. She did a nice little video about how to do drop off and pick up, because it's different. It's very different than what people are used to. And I think it's going to be the same thing at Bergman, because we have the front of our building back. Last year, Bergman went through construction all last year where people all had to go in the back of the building and entrances were all messed up, and now they're back to a more normal place. So you kind of got to relearn some of those things. So yeah, I just, communicate. That's one reason why Katrina mentioned the parent orientation nights. I think those are pretty important this year, especially if you've had major changes and you have questions about how do I drop kids off? How do I pick them up?
All right. Yeah, definitely. I noticed I drove by Bergman the other day. The dolphin is missing. Where's the dolphin outside?
I think they're working on getting him back up sometime. I think they were making him pretty.
Okay.
What's his name? I can't even remember. Is it Frankie? I think it's Frankie.
Okay. I'm not sure.
They're making him pretty. There is a spot for him, though. I've made sure there's the foundation. It's ready to be set.
That was the first thing I noticed when I drove by there. Like, the dolphin's gone. Where's the dolphin? So I'm sure that's probably important to some people. Maybe not. I don't know. But very cool. Good stuff. And then, of course, the high school, that project continues. That's a major project. I don't think I realized just how big that expansion is going to be until I saw it the other day.
Yeah, you can't really hide it anymore, can we, Brandon?
No.
when you're constructing right there on points. They're getting the wings, the additions to the wings put on there, and they've got a lot of it done in the back, or at least they're working on getting it finished up in the back end. So yeah, we're not quite halfway through that high school project at West Campus. So really proud of how it's going. They're doing a great job, and now we'll get to do that navigating with 1,500 kids on campus too.
The challenge there, I think, is someone was asking me this yesterday, how's that going to impact parking? Because you're pretty landlocked there. You got the cemetery to the north and the zoo, I guess, over there to the west. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, one of the first projects they did was expand some of the parking lots in the back. So people can't see that, but if you drive back there, we've got quite a bit more parking. And we had to take some from the east side, obviously, because that's where the additions are going. That's where our constructions are set, or contractors are setting up. But we've got a little more in the back. It's never been a great parking situation over there. And it'll be pushed right now, especially during construction. Should be a little better when we're finished, though.
Okay. Well, that's definitely interesting watching those construction projects. Been a lot of fun to watch all of those, and glad to see Oliver Brown come to fruition here for the start of the school year. The other thing I see here is preliminary enrollment, and I know this is probably just kind of an early glance at what numbers will look like, because the official report comes out in about a month.
Yeah, the official count date's September 20th, but I always give the board an update. Unfortunately for me, that's happening on the very first day of school. We have our board meeting, so a lot of my afternoon's going to be turning around and bugging people to give me their numbers really quickly, because we have been flow and we change a lot. People really be surprised how fluid those numbers can go up and down.
Yeah, especially this year, because I imagine it might look a little different after COVID kind of impacted things last year. All right. Well, anything else here before we wrap things up? Katrina, anything you want to add here?
I just want to say thanks to our community members, one, for for voting for the bond issue a couple of years ago, because that's what has now enabled us to do these amazing construction projects. And I'm so excited to hear what folks think about our new school, like Oliver Brown, and just all of these construction projects as we actually finish them and have people be able to use them. So it's very exciting to see all of these things start to finish up.
All right, very good.
And I would add too, Brandon, if you still needed employment, if you're interested in driving a bus, interested in being a paraprofessional, lunch supervisors, if you're willing to be one of those lunch supervisors or morning supervisors, that's one of our ways we can spread kids out better. I believe I said at the last meeting, our ability to spread people out will be directly correlated to the number of people we have on staff. And right now we just can't find enough people. So if you're in need of something, or if you want to find a way to help out and you've got a couple hours a day, grab one of those lunch supervisor positions at one of the buildings and help us spread out a little bit.
All right. That's a good plug there for some positions there, USD 383. All right. Well, the school board meets at 6:30 tonight at Robinson Education Center, and you can view that on usually on the Facebook or YouTube channel. We'll see what happens tonight. Guys, thank you and good luck on this school year.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to wrap things up for the first segment. Stay tuned. Greg Eystone will join us next here from K-State Research and Extension.